Okay. Yeah, then we last week finished all the then motor commentary have outside or how called this outer inner practice, the outer practice we finishing this, how as a spiritual teacher, how can maintain, how can what kind of quality, then also poor mind changing. This all the outer practice, commentary or practice. Then outer means this common practice, or common teaching or common practice. This common mean is Hinayana, Mahayana, Vajrayana, even this, you know, this all the bigol, this teaching common. This if this Vajrayana, the like Dzogchenpa practicing, they need to for mind changing thing of the before. Then this meditation for Dzogchenpa, this meditation, even Vajrayana, any kind of that. If this, I'll say, don't have this for mind changing, that no understanding, then we cannot, we can this have the renunciation, we can have direction, you know. This like for mind changing, like our direction giving. This why Hinayana, Therapada, Mahayana, all the bhikkhu like common practice. Then this common practice mean is also that mean key who's giving instruction, this teacher, the Buddhism teacher. The teacher like any kind of this teacher, not this work and necessary quality. Padurumchi here also, so many sutra tantra experience there. We need to like there, and then we become like perfect enlightenment. Then like this kind, you know, sometimes we're driving this car, even one single missing there inside something, you know, how what called, you know, is something missing there.
A single gear
or something,
yeah,
car, they're missing, then car didn't good working. But the same thing, this book is teaching this everything here, but we need to know this, but even not knowing the word, but we need to know meaning this. What can this poor mind changing? What can this? What can follow up a Buddhism teacher? The teacher is just using name, or like not enough, you know. Not like that can. Then Buddhism teacher really near quality, then realization, good lineage, unbroken lineage. Then also so many Buddhism teacher quality. Then this kind of, after we following, then perfect that enlightenment. The other way, our this like we have this example. We every being have mind. The mind nature is Buddha. Then if this don't meet teacher, don't think positive, or love compassion, don't develop, then this Buddha we have mind. Have mind is perishes becoming. If do this thing, then we're becoming us enlightenment. Then other way, don't do thinking, don't positive thinking, don't study dharma, don't do accumulation merit. This mind is precious, or human life is precious, becoming like rotten.
Mm-hmm.
Everything have so many this like all rotten, then finishing. Then again, no more precious human life coming back. Or this not easy to becoming the enlightenment.
So these thoughts are like a refrigerator.
Or spoil, you know.
If we don't keep them up, then our practice will spoil.
Practice, our spirit, we have precious human life.
Mm-hmm.
Precious, our have mind, or mind nature is Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
If this walking, doing, practicing something, believe in Buddha, then accumulation merit, then this is really, really precious, becoming more and more this, precious and precious. Then if don't do like this, then nothing believe like nihilism, externalism, only thinking as a momentary life thinking. This special is like writing, you know.
Instead of being precious, it's rotten. You destroy the life.
Destroy or like spoil, you know.
It's spoiled. It's no good.
Tibetan people example saying like this one. And the good wood. Spoil inside
termites or mold or
decaying.
Bark
inside is spoiled, you know. Then if need to use a good wood, right, make table or something nicely, anything we make good use, no really writing, you know. But if the wood cheap there, but which we never, one day we use thinking, but then so long time don't use that item, then this wood in
the bark, interior of the wood.
Like, how say,
the skin, bark?
Bark inside writing.
Yeah.
Like the same thing, all the beings have this and have mind. The mind nature is Buddha, becoming Buddha. Then we need to know this kind of quality. Many people, every being have this kind, but people know, many people also not knowing this kind of quality, you know, by secret this method, only Buddha teaching. That however we are meeting this Buddha teaching, we are study Buddha or Buddhism teaching, we understanding our this quality of inside our mind. Then already have this kind of quality in our cell treasure inside. But we looking this all the time outside, you know. Then outside, we looking happiness outside. Then our the cell treasure is becoming rotten, yeah. The necessary word is Buddhism, become Buddhism. What necessary we we mentioned there. So lucky to receiving teaching, understanding Dharma. They're so lucky, right? Our self treasure open, more and more happiness, no more writing this. Then if this people no meeting unlucky, no meeting Dharma, then even meeting Dharma, nothing believe, how say nihilism, no understanding Dharma, then this they are ignorant, but they have self treasure. But this writing, writing, they would take this good value out sell. We don't need to buy outside, you know. Always this kind. The Buddha teaching in introduction for the ourselves is already have this kind of quality.
An introduction for ourselves.
Ourselves.
Okay.
Already this kind of have this kind of quality, but nobody knowing, you know. The only Dharma is study really. Good, lucky people, or believe, or this kind of people, maybe knowing, but not completely knowing. But we do everyday practice, then we have this, how say, being, we have some here people there, then we send them doing practice, whatever, listen Dharma. But we have this faculty, different faculty, or really deep karma, or light karma, you know. Then if this do practicing every day, believe, praying, Guru Mche, or Buddha Shajamani, praying, but one day, or soon or later, our knowing, our self-treasure opening, you know. Some people very quick, some people take a little long, because it depends on karma.
So you're saying, Buddha pointed out that we have these great qualities in ourselves, but only the fortunate people who have met the Dharma and practicing according to capacity eventually.
Capacity, then also that how say soon or later knowing this we realization our cell quality, cell treasure is quality.
I see.
Knowing this. Then sometimes we people too much this thinking momentary, right? Or if do practice right now, then we need to open cell treasure realization right now. But it's impossible. Because we need to walk something,
working,
then soon or later, one day they see. If don't do practicing, don't think, believe it, these people never see. If do practice little by little, soon or later, one day see there, or this Buddha nature, or self-treasure, and open there. And we need to think that kind quality, then a very important part. Then ourselves this. Then today, can you read? Right now this. Then today we teaching is inner practice. inner practice refuse bodhicitta and mandala offering bajra sattva practice guru yoga for this five section there have this inner practice that very important inner this not uncommon this or not the common practice this uncommon practice only this bhajana or this some kind of level this no common practice with the very secret this we need to very I'll say delicate
because it's more interior
this is very important then every essence is meaning here okay then you read that
taking refuge the foundation stone of all paths crowned with the three jewels of the outer refuge, you have truly realized the three roots, the inner refuge. You have made manifest the three kayas, the ultimate refuge. Peerless teacher, at your feet I bow.
Okay. Right now, I'm just trying to explain, okay? Chi-kyam-ra, chosun-toshin-kurs. Our, this, actually, the mayana, the bhajana, zogachamu, this refuge, this three kind line there, Then Mahayana also Hinayana common and the refuge is like chosum this Buddha Dharma Sangha. Then Patrum says this Buddha Dharma Sangha this all I put the my crown here. Never fall this down or never rest where they are. Then this refuge, okay? Not really our, but this, the if this depend the bhajana and mayana or hinayana, that comparing, then this like become our practice. But if this non-Buddhist and Buddhism or hinayana even, that like inner practice, indeed. Mm-hmm. But we call this essence of the Dharma practice. The essence meaning this so many level essence. If the Hinayana and the Theravada are comparing, if we look Hinayana this practice, then better than Theravada practice. Theravada practice more high level, this why essence. Comparing for the Hinayana and the Mahayana practice, then Mahayana practice teaching more high level than this Theravada. Then this Thera of Mahayana is teaching more high level because that essence. Then if this Mahayana teaching, then Bhajana teaching, then this comparing, then Mahayana is less low level and this Bhajana is more high level, then this why essence this thing. But we need to take for the teaching or practicing to take essence or like shortcut, this essence meaning becoming like enlightenment becoming shortcut.
A shortcut.
Mm-hmm. The swift path.
Short path. Yeah. Then if bhajana this is so many this level, the comparing and zopachambu this comparing, the zopachambu really essence, the supreme is zopachambu, no more there are their other level this teaching, then this why essence of the Dzogba Chenpo. This would depend this essence meaning like this kind, level there kind. Then Nangi Kyamru, Tsasung Ngoyosu troops, then our this refuge is Buddha Dharma Sangha, the inner practice, refuge as a Lama Yitam Khandru Dakini, Guru Deva Dakini, anyway, this. Guru means is a Lama practice. Lama is the, Lama means is Guru, which Buddha Shaja means or our teacher. This means Lama. Why this necessary Lama practice we call doing Guru Yoga practice? Then if don't exist Lama, then don't exist for the Buddha or the Sangha. Because this teacher can teaching there, then disciple can doing practice. These people becoming then Sangha member, these people becoming teacher, they continue this going, If the nor exists Buddha Shakyamuni, then also nor exists Bodhisattva, nor exists for the Dharma practice, that because then Buddha Shakyamuni got this old open Dharma teaching, then also Guru Mche, they right now continue this, our teacher too, is still right now there. Then this means we really grateful this Lama, and grateful for kindness our this. If don't there open teaching there, then we will become like drunkenness, you know. Mm-hmm. With nothing understanding, we before mentioned we have a self-treasure there, really. Self-treasure, we have all our head, but we never use, but all our unhappy. If this we become a happiness, we self-treasure open that. Then no need to go outside, there's a happiness inside there. Mm-hmm. And other than the material Buddha teaching like that. Can. Then self-treasure meaning like this, can example this. One, this poor, very, very poor woman, home inside, but there's some wishful feeling to home underway somewhere. But she disturbed their living, very poor, you know. If she, their understanding, recognize, there's openness, the wishful feeling to, she rich, very easy there. But this, she no understanding that she ignorant, no understanding that she always food, don't have enough food, don't have this clothes, you know, very poor. Or this same thing, this example, sentient being have this kind of Buddha nature, we have mind. The mind is becoming, mind nature is Buddha. Mm-hmm. Then we, this like self-treasure, need to open, then with more happiness. Inner, it's not outside, you know. This logic, this some Madhyamika is teaching. Then if we looking at the outside happiness, looking this outside, depend for object, then let's say this Madhyamika example logic is like this. when we this comfortable, we not upset, when at that time we eating something food, like pasta, you know, then we so delicious, you know. With something this uncomfortable, unsuccessful, unhappy that time, or sad that time we eating pasta, same pasta, but not delicious. Why? Because not depend for the object, this food, depend on mind, you know, mind. The, if this object, this happiness, they have this object, the pasta have, then all were delicious, you know. When where this come, this one's happiness time, we happy time, this delicious, on unhappy time, not delicious, you know. Mm-hmm. Because our own mind make this kind of say delicious or not delicious, our conception changing this. That kind, you know, Madhyamika's like, teaching like, logic, because this ordinary being looking for the happiness outside, then outside not like that, not the inner, our mind, this conception, this. The same thing as golf and ball pen, you know. Mm-hmm. Then when they're together, it's so lovely, very so smiling, good. After divorce, then even they're seeing, or even they're, we just momentarily see they're some uncomfortable, unhappy, you know. Mm-hmm. Because on mind changes, but didn't change each other body. Body, same body, but change mind. Mm-hmm. This why our mind, this self-treasure means like happiness inside, we always keep this, also maintain for the practicing, then this happiness more and more blossom, then all our happiness there. Right? Okay, this can, anyway, this this come for self-treasure introduction, Buddha teaching, we come from Lama, and Buddha, Lama Hitam Khandro, Guru Deva Dragini, this inner bhajana, this three reviews, then donji jamru kusum ondu ches. Then the absolute true, ultimate refuge, and the dharma kaya, sambhava kaya, and nirmana kaya. This is like Dzogpa Chenpo, this refuge, okay? Dzogpa Chenpo, anyway, this Hinayana, Therabhata, Mahayana, this Buddha Dharma Sangha refuge, then Bhajayana is general Bhajayana teaching is refuge, lama yitang guru dewa dragini din zoba chambo is view ani guru ala trika is buddha dharma sangha okay then actually this but different name different this called more powerful or not powerful only this part but essence is same thing not different outside practice or refuge inner refuge same thing meaning is same but different this name different power this way okay
so meaning is the same but the different symbols or the
different
words
symbol,
have
different word different power this method like this one and it is different like this kind we need to know then anyway with last after also coming cascading waterfall there and we last we also mentioned there then some this people you know this any when sadhana or when text here then jumping you know sadhana dip jump there then the padrum just say if buddha dharma sangha all why my crown here then if jump then broad the refuge bow then we need to crown here why we jump you know and it, you know the after this coming this kind of part okay can you read again
Taking refuge, the foundation stone of all paths, is explained under three headings: approaches to taking refuge, how to take refuge, and the precepts and benefits of taking refuge. Approaches to taking refuge. First is faith. Just as taking refuge opens the gateway to all teachings and practices, it is faith that opens the gateway to taking refuge. As the first step in taking refuge, therefore, it is important to develop a lasting and stable faith. Faith itself is of three kinds: vivid faith, eager faith, and confidential faith.
Can you read this? Read?
Yes.
Or did you read it or not?
I did.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
And so we're on vivid faith now.
Okay.
Vivid faith is the faith that is inspired in us by thinking of the immense compassion of the Buddhas and great teachers. We might experience this kind of faith on visiting a temple containing many representations of the Buddha's body, speech, and mind, or after an encounter with a great teacher or spiritual friend we have just met personally, or whose qualities or life story we have heard described.
Just a pospice, yeah?
Yeah, vivid yeah. faith.
Vivid
faith?
Yeah, what is that in Tibetan?
Andamit devas. Okay. Yes.
Eager faith?
Down in space, so even we down in this, very automatically come this like
spontaneous
pass. Okay, down it the bash, look soon to the mambo. Okay, this point I'm just very excellent. Okay, then if this really people very negative, very deep negative karma, even see any Buddha. Shakyamuni directly or indirectly like Buddha image will see nothing feel then some kind of this ripen karma better karma then this I'll say fun also work with this name face
vivid faith
vivid has come then even sometimes this even some kind of see with monk you know monk or nun we see just ultimately our mind is like peaceful, but different mind. This like vivid faith. Then also here saying this, here saying also the some, as it we see temple, or sometimes we see this the Buddha image, or Lama, or Dharma friend, or whatever see, even not necessarily teaching there. But even seeing their life come to face, very vivid face come alive.
Faith is like happiness or rejoicing in it, right? Confidence
really,
in it?
Not really rejoicing face, but this face is like automatically come. Mm-hmm. The,
automatically.
Vivid face come like that. And
like liking or confidence in it?
No confidence, liking, no. And it is come like automatically come this face. Then this is I tell you a story. This this Chaturamche, his teacher called Khebo Ngachung, ani kempo ma chung ani he have teacher previous teacher then he teacher sent to their other kan katho gerche re bache previous berkile lama katho monastery there then kempo ma chung his teacher say I'm not your this previous connection lama not you need to go there katho gerche re bache there go there then this you have karmic connection then your root teacher he is then he sent to them then one this he kebong ao chung he's go to kato monastery then kato gezi here boche he is coming he coming horse there then he just see there he sell recognized rigpa no needs to teaching you then this meaning is like there's a previous face, how say? What calling this face?
Vivid face.
Vivid face, like come like this, because they have karmic connection. Then, when my Mila Reba, he like to go meet Marva. Then someone showed where Marva living there. Marva living there, mountain there living. So he showed there. Then the Mila Reba from village come to there, tear. Mm-hmm. So even before never met there, but because they have karmic connection, then tear come, then so much emotion, energy come to face, the previous face, like becoming like this kind. Okay, Lama Kevishin, Tamasumi, Shubi, Shaljava, Tedaki, and then we, even we, seeing quality, or there we listen there. History, they automatically come to really joyful or not really rejoicing, but joyful or this kind of face come like automatically very come to like chungon yam desan dang tene dawa deba jawa de dang dami deba chao. Then this is what calling face.
The next one is eager faith.
No, this
vivid.
Vivid face come like that can. Then. Some people, you know, even see Buddha as an image or some great Lama picture, see nothing but it. Then, and many people meet there, this, on Brazil there, this one woman, she becoming a Buddhist, she saw just Thimuchin Thirumji's picture. That time she not really Buddhist. But she saw somewhere there, shopping there, the book there, you know, see there. Or this, I need this Lama. Then she interested become Buddhist. The one guy, he is nothing believe in, don't have religion. He who give this one big book on Tengu Chenzeramche book, he saw, I need this Lama. He then come to so this tear, this thing like this kind. Then also this one Italy nun, she would also train him. Now she, before she Lama Sopa is trained, then after maybe 90 something, children was coming in Europe there, then someone put their newspaper there. Oh, I need this teacher. I need my teacher. anyway, this many great Lama, and people have karmic connection or rabbin karma come like this and beaver see fair like come then really strong this unchanging face, you know, or come like that kind. Okay,
yeah, love, so that happened to me. Yeah
this kind. Diamond pass. Then can you go second? This face, okay.
Eager faith is our eagerness to be free of the sufferings of lower realms when we hear them described, our eagerness to enjoy the happiness of higher realms and of liberation when we hear what they are, our eagerness to engage in positive actions when we hear what benefits they bring, and our eagerness to avoid negative actions when we understand what harm they cause.
We, in general, call people call only one faith, you know, or faith or devotion. But Buddhism teaching explain is three kind of faith. Then eager faith means, what you wish. Wish is looking for the happiness. The happiness cause what this we need to positive thinking with devotion for the Buddha, accumulation merit for this cause, then this cause result come to happiness. If we just make negative karma or negative this cause and suffer, then we need to knowing that this like the one abindrum should need to abindrum one adob. Then this become a like eager face, yeah? Mm-hmm. Eager face. What is this eager face like that kind? Can then go to
confident faith?
Yeah, confident faith, yeah.
Confident faith is the faith in the three jewels that arises from the depths of our hearts once we understand their extraordinary qualities and the power of their blessings. It is the total trust in the three jewels alone that comes from the knowledge that they are the only unfailing refuge, always and in all circumstances, whether we are happy, sad, in pain, ill, living or dead. The precious Lord of Uddiyana says, the faith of total trust allows blessings to enter you. When the mind is free of doubt, whatever you wish can be achieved.
Okay. Then third test is with confident for the believing, you know. What Buddha saying, the Buddha Dharma quality, this we believe what this good value. If don't believe what this not value, then we knowing this, their Buddha Dharma Sangha quality, then really is have meaningful, very beneficial there. Then this kind, we knowing then really confident believe, yeah? Mm-hmm. Confident believe. And this way, then how say, the right now, here saying thing, and Christian, other kind of religion, or everything made by God, you know? God?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
God there believe, yeah. Everything, we cannot choose. God make this desire, whatever, or design, whatever, this thing. Then, right now, he has still left the common life. They know like that can. The Buddhism here, even you, painful or unhappiness or your happiness joyful this. We think like this kind, not like Christian and other kind of religion. Even come to like that kind, we need to, if I becoming suffer me, then we think of the suffer I happy for the, my previous negative I'm purified. This why Buddha Dharma send me this negative I need to purify. Then this why we believe for the Buddha Dharma Sangha. Not like how say everything three jaw can make this all, not like that can, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then if this happiness I'm this very successful there can, then this also Buddha Dharma three jaw send me, they are receiving blessing me, I have this kind of merit for, then I'm happiness and successful.
Would it be right to think of it as impure and pure manifestations?
What is this?
The suffering is on the manifestation of our impure thinking, the negative
this
thinking.
This part, so long subject, and then, you know, this course is like, come like that, when, but PBSC, we right now this suffer there. The three jaw blessing me, I'm suffer, then this my PBSC. Negative, all the move karma, then right now I purify, right now, no more again I suffer, you know. This way thinking. Then ordinary Guru Mche saying like here, it cheshechi, tebe chinlab jukes. Then whatever good thing come to you, bad thing come to you, then never unchanging the belief or faith. Then this kind of person really is receiving blessing. This three jo, and lo chesam dantan na chesam trus. Then if 100% you have believe or confident that, then you know this how say doubt, you know,
doubt.
Then if don't have doubt, 100% this believe or have, then really is how say whatever you have wish, then it become accomplishment. Then even with right now with even with this something praying Guru Mche or the doing practicing something, but still we have this something doubt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then this doubt can making for obstacle for the accomplishment becoming obstacle. And then,
if I doubt, then the accomplishment can become an obstacle.
Obstacle.
There can be an obstacle to the accomplishment.
Yeah, to obstacle.
Mm-hmm.
To the obstacle, but no more, because the world can be stopping mm-hmm. there. You know.
Yeah.
Or maybe I can bring this back to some, maybe this no sure becoming illegitimate.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this, that's, if Drew just, well, because Drew just becoming enlightenment, but we have obstacle for the PBSC, this can harvest. We have, mm-hmm. right now, currently, we nobody here, non-Buddhist, nobody nihilism here, mm-hmm. but we have PBSC, we becoming nihilism, externalism, non-Buddhism, yeah, this why harvest have this. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, the arising, then this making obstacle for the mm-hmm. we practicing. Then Guru Mcha said, thereby Guru Mcha, their teaching, then we, you know, directly we receive Guru Mcha, meeting same thing, we need to think of the really good, lucky this kind of reaching that deck, okay? She sung, then, tepa tang, chuka wo yun, okay, can you go?
Faith then is like a seed from which everything positive can grow. If faith is absent, it is as though the seed had been burnt. The sutras say, in those who lack faith, nothing positive will grow, just as from a burnt seed, no green shoot will ever sprout.
Okay. Then the sutra, this comes from Buddha Shakyamuni teaching, okay? Then if this don't have faith, then what and the positive accomplishment, never this no more coming, this arising there. The example there, if seed, how say?
A seed.
Seed like spoil,
like a barley seed.
Or barley seed, like how work of
is burned.
Burned. Then put how many times we put there,
yeah.
Then never come to this plan. Then how say we don't have faith or believe. Then how many we reaching Dharma teaching or listening Dharma, and then how many knowing their Dharma. Then all right, nothing this, you improve yourself before mentioned, your mind nature is Buddha, or mind self treasure never open there, all right, because you one missing for the faith.
Mm-hmm.
The example, this valley seed mm-hmm. born, then never this kind. This really, really true. There's also true kind of faith, you know, true kind of faith. The Buddhism faith is really true in examination. We already examine, we don't need to examination. Already they have true. Then ordinary being have some kind of faith, but this some kind mostly like blind faith, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Blind faith.
Then we need to separate it. Buddhism faith. Or the,
faith based on reasoning.
And then ordinary uh-huh. being faith, you know? The uh-huh. ordinary being faith, mostly blend, no reason, something this, or maybe this someone like that, how say, let's say, singer, famous Michael Jackson, you know, then when he sing there, then maybe beginning some people like that, then everybody need to like right now, you know, then, but no reason some part, you know, everybody go to there, you know.
But resent.
A reason? Not really. I don't have
they don't
reason.
Have a reason. It's like he's become popular and then
yeah.
for
yeah.
that.
Popular. Everybody think, oh, he's a good person.
Uh-huh.
He's famous, you know.
Uh-huh.
But actually not really reason there.
Uh-huh.
You know, some people don't have reason. Some people have reason, you know.
Uh-huh.
But this kind of like, belief or this kind of faith, like some kind of faith like this kind, blind faith like this kind.
Or that would also be something like if you're told to believe in something, but you don't genuinely believe it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, this kind of, yeah.
like being yeah. forced into.
Then, you know, the Buddhism teaching is, has mean, is not like blind, but we examine more and more but deep meaning kind of that. Then also, Dabji Dujurum say, one commentary I see there, then believe it. Or the path is Buddha Dharma Sangha mean like there can. Then even Rana also you mentioned there, even happy to come to you or the unhappy to come to you, all what is believe for unchanging path.
Mm-hmm.
Then Dunjurama is saying this, when you successful happiness, then that, this very Buddha Dharma Sangha really powerful, really blessing me. I'm happy. Then this Hose, when something come to you, obstacle, unhappy, this Buddha Dharma not really powerful. Uh-huh. Then this nothing this helping me. They don't have compassion. Mm-hmm. And then this kind of person, this changing, then the Rinpoche say never this blessing, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. the own fault, this the mistake coming from this own fault, you know. Mm-hmm. They know like the Buddha Dharma Sangha is sending sometimes happiness, sometimes unhappiness, mm-hmm. not sending, you know. Buddha Dharma always pure, like stainless, never have this kind impure this conception or impure this activity, you know.
It's just our pure, particular karmas ripening as they do that create variety.
Yeah, then our karma is ripening. We make this, people say something this kind negative, then right now ripening their kind. This kind of teaching is really, really helpful. Then you are really becoming sure 100% this Buddhist.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Can you go to...
Of the seven noble riches, faith is the most important. It is said, the precious wheel of faith rolls day and night along the road of virtue. Faith is the most precious of all our resources. It brings an inexhaustible supply of virtues like a treasure. It carries us along the path to liberation like a pair of legs and gathers up everything positive for us like a pair of arms. Faith is the greatest wealth and treasure, the best of legs. It is the basis for gathering all virtues like arms.
Okay. And it is... this past life, we have leg, then we everywhere go easy, you know. Mm-hmm. Or we have eyes, then everywhere go easy. Then if this example there, if this you knowing lot of dharma, then don't have faith, don't have believing. This dharma knowing this like nothing, you improve yourself. Or this life, or this life also obstacle for the. If you obstacle for more arrogant, you know, mm-hmm. many people will say that talking dzogchen, only while talking dzogchen, then even this not teaching, but they ever talk dzogchen that then dharma talking, but don't have really faith. You think mm-hmm. many people that I know that can then this dharma knowing, but knowing so many knowledge, dharma knowledge. Don't have believe it, don't have faith, don't have practice like this. If don't have faith, don't have believe it, then knowing dharma, you cannot do practice. You know, you can becoming interest for the practice. If don't have practice, then you know for enlightenment, but very important unchanging Buddhahood. But this you only word knowing, but you can become this enlightenment because you one missing part don't have faith. Faith like leg or the eyes or the arm, you know. Mm-hmm.
So legs or eyes or arms.
Arm like this kind. But I'm just saying this. They really, really important. This so many people knowing dharma, you know. Then if this also. If this don't have faith or believe, then even they are knowing dharma, then they are making this new tradition. You know? Mm-hmm. They are on making new tradition because they are this don't think for the Buddhism culture or Buddhism teaching. Just they are nicely for the momentary thing for induction for the other people, but actually there's no beneficial there. You know, their kind. Okay, can you go again there?
The compassion and blessings of the three jewels are inconceivable, but nevertheless, their ability to reach into us depends entirely on our faith and devotion. If you have immense faith and devotion, the compassion and blessings you receive from your teacher and the three jewels will be equally immense. If your faith and devotion are just moderate, the compassion and blessings that reach you will also be moderate. If you have only a little faith and devotion, only a little compassion, and blessings will reach you. If you have no faith and devotion at all, you will get absolutely nothing. Without faith, even meeting the Buddha himself and being accepted as his disciple would be quite useless, as it was for the monk Sanasutra, whose story was told in the previous chapter, and for the Buddha's cousin Devadatta. Even today, whenever the Buddha is invoked with sincere faith and devotion, he is there bestowing blessings. For the Buddha's compassion, there is no near or far.
Okay. Can you go up in this?
For all who think of him with faith, the Buddha is there in front of them and will give empowerments and blessings. And the great master of Uddiyana says, "For all men and women with faith in me, I, Padmasambhava, have never departed. I sleep beside their door. For me there is no such thing as death. Before each person with faith, there is a Padmasambhava."
Okay. You know, this, before also I mentioned, then the Buddha had completed this pure, fully enlightenment, this Easternless Buddha. Then Buddha had like Buddha compassion like this, like sun and moon. Then sun and moon don't have the negative conception, or these people very nice, more beautiful, or more that, again shining, that other their people are not nice or more ugly and no more shining. Then sun, when sun and moon come up, a mountain or river or ugly or beautiful, everything same time, this always the same thing shining there. Then Buddha the compassion like that kind. This doesn't matter if it's ugly or beautiful or nice or not nice, always this one mother have one son, always this very taking care, son very lovely. Then Buddha the compassion every being like that kind. Then if we the praying or remember Buddha, always receiving this blessing or this blessing, they receiving blessing. Then same thing, sun and moon shining all the time. Then if we cannot go outside that, or live home inside, then sun cannot shine that. Shining home is a can because they are copper, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing, if this Buddha, this kind of compassion they have, but people don't have faith and belief, then even Buddha very powerful but cannot blessing there because they are, people don't have belief of how say faith, this kind. And Guru Rinpoche saying, Deva Chinji Gangsa Phaman, then this Guru Rinpoche saying, however, they having this faith and devotion for the Guru Rinpoche, that I'm always sleep your door there, or everywhere there. This, even this with ordinary being thing like Guru Rinpoche, only one, but how many million people there? Each people my manifestation at there one by million Guru Rinpoche manifestation. Guru Rinpoche saying like that, and we need to. Then Buddha teaching Guru Rinpoche there can say, we need believe it, they are really no empty words, you know, empty words?
Empty words.
No,
it's,
like
it's
empty.
Real.
Really true. There's so many things previously that and happiness, you know, happiness? Happiness?
Happiness.
Yeah. That thing that, you know, this kind. They know like empty words, they would really truly they believe it. Devotion, because Guru Rinpoche and Buddha Shakyamuni in a fully enlightenment, they are they never deceiving.
Mm-hmm.
They always come, whatever saying, whatever they are, come to true. But we need preparing and faith of belief, you know. And then always this come true, always is beneficial. Then if we don't have faith or devotion, we lose for the good opportunity or receiving blessing, then we all. Even intelligent or general or this, we have this kind of all mind quality ever becoming like writing, you know.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go.
When one has confident faith, the Buddha's compassion can be present in anything. This is illustrated by the tale of the faithful old woman who was helped towards Buddhahood by a Dogs too. Once there was an old woman whose son was a trader. He often went to India on business, the old woman said to him one day. Bodh Gaya is in India, and that's where the perfectly enlightened Buddha came from. Bring me some special relic from India so that I can do my prostrations to it. She repeated her request many times, but her son kept forgetting and never brought her what she'd asked for. One day, as he was preparing to leave again for India, his mother said to him, "This time, if you fail to bring me something for my prostrations, I shall kill myself in front of you." The son traveled to India, concluded his business, the business he had planned, and set off back home once more, forgetting his mother's request. It was only as he was nearing his mother's house again that he remembered her words. "Now what am I going to do?" he thought to himself. "I haven't brought anything for my old mother's prostrations. If I arrive home empty-handed, she'll kill herself." Looking around him, he saw a dog's skull lying on the ground nearby. He pulled out one of the teeth and wrapped it in a silk. Arriving home, he gave it to his mother, saying, "Here is one of the Buddha's canine teeth. You can use it as a support for your prayers." The old woman believed him. She had great faith in the tooth, just as if it really were the Buddha's. She did prostrations and offerings all the time. And from that dog's tooth came many miraculous pearls. When the old woman died, there was a canopy of rainbow light around her and other signs of accomplishment. Now, a dog's tooth does not contain any blessings, but the old woman's faith was so strong that she was sure that it was really the Buddha's tooth. Through her faith, the tooth was imbued with the Buddha's blessings, until in the end, that dog's tooth was in no way different from a real Buddha's tooth. Once in the province of Kangpo, there lived a simple-minded fellow who later became known as Joe Oben. He made a journey to central Tibet to see the Jowo Rinpoche. When he first arrived in front of the statue, there was no caretaker or anyone else about. Seeing the food offerings and the butter lamps in front of it, he imagined that the Jowo Rinpoche must dip pieces of the offering cakes in the melted butter of the lamps and eat them. The wicks were burning in the lamps, he supposed, to keep the butter liquid. "I think I'd better eat some, like Joe Rinpoche does," he thought to himself, and dunking a piece of dough from the offering tormas into the butter, he ate it. He looked up at the smiling face of the Joe. "What a nice llama you are," he said. "Even when dogs come and steal the food you've been offered, you smile. When the draft makes your lamp sputter, you still keep smiling. Here, I'll leave you my boots. Please look after them for me while I walk around you." He took off his boots and put them in front of the statue. While he was circumambulating around the middle pathway that circles the temple, the caretaker saw the boots. He was about to throw them out when the statue spoke. "Don't throw those boots away. Kangpo Ben has entrusted them to me." Ben eventually came back and took his boots. "You really are what they call a good llama," he said to the statue. "Next year, why don't you come and visit us? I'll slaughter an old pig and cook it for you and brew you up some nice old barley beer." "I'll come," said the Jowo. Ben went back home and told his wife, "I've invited Jowo Rinpoche. I'm not sure exactly when he's coming, though, so don't forget to keep an eye out for him." A year went by. One day, as she was drawing water from the river, Ben's wife clearly saw the reflection of Jowo Rinpoche in the water. Straight away, she ran home and told her husband, "There's something down there in the river. I wonder if it's the person you invited." Ben rushed down to the river and saw Jowo Rinpoche shining in the water. Thinking that he must have fallen into the river, Ben jumped in after him. As he grabbed at the image, he found he could actually catch hold of it and bring it along with him. As they were proceeding toward Ben's house, they arrived in front of a huge rock on the side of the road. The Jowo did not want to go any further. "I do not enter lay people's homes," he said, and disappeared into the rock. This place, to which the Jowo himself was seen coming, is called Jowo Dole, and the river in which the image appeared bears the name of Jowo River. Even nowadays, it is said that this place confers the same blessing as the Jowo in Lhasa, and everyone does prostrations and makes offerings there. It was by the power of his firm faith that Ben experienced the compassion of the Buddha. Although he ate butter from the lamps and food from the offerings and put his boots up in front of the Jowo, acts which otherwise could only be wrong, the power of his faith made it all positive. What is more, it is also upon faith alone that actual realization of the absolute truth, the natural state, depends. It is said in a sutra, O Shariputra, absolute faith is only realized through faith. As you develop a faith quite beyond the commonplace, by its power, the blessings of the teacher and of the three jewels will enter you.
Okay, I mean, mm-hmm. This also, we ultimate level realization means you need to face, you know, not like we examination, that we know that ultimate level of realization, we knowing their quality, this on the examination. But if don't have faith, then never this realization. The realization is come from his faith. Then Shariputta or Sutra, this Buddha saying Shariputta. Then you, if you realization after ultimate, then you deepen your faith. You know, you need to faith. Not like this intellectual. You know, we always something examination. Not like that kind. This if we sell realization, we need to for this. We need to very the faith. Then if we have complete faith. Then whatever doing practice, whatever doing, more realization, very easy. Then if don't have faith, then never realization that way. Mm-hmm. Okay, can you go? Mm-hmm. This is very important. Also, many sutra, many this, Dzogchen view, high level, there so many teaching like that. Mm-hmm. Then if don't have faith, then no like realization. This is why the Dzogchen receiving before we need to, want to practice, because this need to make a combination merit, purify negative karma, then we more confident in becoming faith. Then this why realization very easy. Then this why practice mantra, very important this why. No like something make rule, but this really like major, like Buddha or Guru Mche, like major, you know, major. Then realization for the ultimate level, we doing want to practice like that kind. Okay, can you go?
Then true realization will arise, and you will see the natural state as it really is. When that happens, you will feel an even more extraordinary and irreversible faith and confidence in your teacher and the three jewels. In this way, faith and the realization of the natural state support each other. Before leaving, Jetsun Mila, Dakpo Rinpoche asked him when he should start to teach. One day, the Jetsun replied, you will have a realization that brings you an extraordinarily clear vision of the nature of your mind, quite different from the one you have now. At that time, firm faith will arise in you, and you will perceive me, your old father, as a real Buddha. That is when you should start to teach.
Okay, this part also very important, you know. How Buddhism teacher, you know, how this, so we need to write this. There's some kind people becoming teacher, whatever, then this. Even he is don't really faith or believe for the own teacher, then he can teach other people, but not like opposite, you know. Then if this don't have like that kind, then never lineage blessing or nothing there, beneficial. Only this just talking that, then not really blessing. Then this right now, this Miller was saying also so many this really qualified teacher, also many commentary, they are saying like that kind. Then previously like do like that kind, this one Lama have a disciple, then all their already realization, so many quality, the Lama can teach, a Lama can talk to, or you right now, you need to teach their other being, or other people, and this yourself. Then disciples say, I'm not teaching, I don't have quality, anything, this requires a disciple, Lama, or Lama, Lama saying you need to teach that really beneficial your realization, you have quality, this thing. Then right now opposite him, then as a disciple requires Lama, then I should be, maybe I can give me permission, giving empowerment or teaching for other people, then the permission, you know, then requires, then opposite their kind. We need to their kind, you know, something quality. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not like this public talking, you know, this thing. Okay, Buddhism. Can you
okay. Our capacity to receive the compassion and blessings of the teachers and the three jewels, therefore, depends entirely on devotion and faith. Once a disciple called out to the master Jowo Atisha, Jowo, give me your blessing. Lax disciple, Atisha replied, give me your devotion. So absolute, unwavering trust arising from extraordinary faith and devotion is indispensable. It opens the door to taking refuge.
Yeah, then, you know, this Jowo Atisha, you know, then we today so many mentioned, you don't have devotion, then don't have receiving blessing. People just accidentally say, oh, please pray me or this blessing me, then don't have believing, don't have faith, then never this, you know, then not like this. The connection like devotion, you know. If don't have connection, devotion, nothing this. Mm-hmm. Even you are 100 this Lama meeting, 100 this as a Buddha Shaja Muni, you meet, you don't have belief or devotion, then nothing receiving blessing. Okay, this part really important Buddhism, this uncommon, this method. Okay.
Okay. And so, Lobsang, one of my questions is, I so aspire to have complete devotion, and I know my habitual mind gets in the road, so it's just a matter of my old habits, nihilism, what have you, I doubt myself. So I just beseech Guru Rinpoche and pray for his blessings to have more faith.
Do practice Vajrasattva, more purified, you know.
More Vajrasattva,
One day, this will become a you and me and anyone is becoming perfect, you know. Mm-hmm. Everybody have this kind of habit. Mm-hmm. To practice, prepare, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, go.
Okay.
Finish?
That is
good. Today, finish or today? Then.
But I feel that no matter what we're doing,
in posture and with a relaxed mind, practice the following visualization. Think that wherever the place of practice, it is a vast and perfectly arrayed pure land. The ground is extremely expansive and immeasurable, soft and resilient when pressed. There are rivers of nectar, forests of wish-granting trees, and many varieties of flowers. The earth is covered with saffron flowers and freshly sprouted grass and adorned with many young trees. There are deer and all kinds of alert animals of all colors with beautiful fur going and coming with peaceful, relaxed minds gently grazing. In brief, all the characteristics of Pure Lands are perfectly complete in this extremely exquisite and pleasing natural Pure Land. In the center of all of this is the stainless lake Dhanakosha, with swirling waters that have the eight pure qualities filled with the pleasant sounds of many divine songbirds living there. The banks of the lakes are piled with sand made of gold and precious jewels. In the center of the lake is a single lotus stalk made of jewels that has branches reaching out and up to fill the 10 directions of space. The fully endowed, bowing branches are laden with flowers and fruits. Linked together with a golden rope of silken flowers, they form a garland of bouquets. Lattices of precious jewels are delicately intertwined throughout the dangling gold and silver bells. By the slightest breeze, the natural sound of Dharma resonates. In the heart center of the lotus is a jeweled throne supported by 8 snow lions, which is very high and broad. On the center of this is a multicolored lotus of 1,000 petals supporting a seat of the sun and moon. On this is the embodiment of all Buddhas of the three times, the nature of one's own most kind root lama appearing as the guru who subdued phenomenal existence with splendor. His color is most desirably radiant white with red. He's an extremely beautiful, youthful 8 years of age. With a magnificent presence, he smiles with a semi-wrathful expression. His right hand holds a golden five-pointed vajra in the conquering mudra on his right knee. His left hand is in the mudra of equanimity, holding a skull filled with nectar that contains a long live vase. Garments layered one over another adorn his body, including the secret white vajra garments, deep blue garments of Mantrayana, a red robe of ordination with golden patches, and a large power-colored red cloak. On his head, he wears a hat rimmed with upwardly folded flaps, with a white vulture feather as the crown ornament. In the cleft of his left arm, he holds a katvanga trident that is the hidden sign of Mandarava. His two legs are in the kingly pose as he abides in the expanse of gathering radiant crystalline rainbow light rays. Visualize Guru Rinpoche sitting in front of us, his wisdom mind completely in happiness as he looks upon all beings with great compassion. Thus visualize as said. In the commentary, the root stalk of the lotus has four main branches growing out from it, so that including the central branch, there are five. In order to clearly visualize, a certain number is given according to the extensive teachings for the preliminary practices, in which each branch is a support for the more extensive visualization of the field of refuge above it. The reason that the branches of the four directions are not explained here is not to simplify the practice to make it easy or to falsify it and do it improperly, but, as mentioned before, this visualization of the field of refuge is in the tradition of all precious objects of refuge contained in one jewel. Since one single Lama Guru Rinpoche perfectly contained all objects of refuge, one will be able to practice easily and receive blessings more swiftly. Therefore, refuge is simplified in this way. As mentioned earlier, whether the objects of refuge are the three jewels, the three roots, or the three kayas, according to the detailed description that was given, if the meaning has been internalized, then it is understood that all aspects of the qualities of rupakaya are contained as one taste in the nature of dharmakaya. The single quality of the great soulness of dharmakaya arises as the inconceivable aspects of rupakaya. When the truth of this is recognized from the depth of one's heart, it is as the great accomplished masters of the past have expressed, by the practice of one deity with pure faith, 100 deities are naturally accomplished. Thus, by holding the meaning of this in the mind, one can avoid the pain of contradiction. While visualizing the image that one's father of this lifetime is on one's right and one's mother of this lifetime is on one's left, and behind oneself are one's relatives. Surrounding all of them are enemies, friends, and all other sentient beings who are equal to limitless sky. Imagining that one is leading the chant, which is said together with all beings. With devotion expressed by the body, bring one's palms together into the shape of a lotus bud and touch one's three places. At the same time, express devotion through the voice by melodiously reciting the verses of refuge, bringing to mind the meaning of the explanation as given before. With great faith, placing all one's trust in the Guru who is all-knowing, refuge is taken with yearning devotion until absolute enlightenment is attained. From this moment until attaining absolute enlightenment, it is the unsurpassed tradition of the great vehicle. Until I attain the complete state of Buddha in you, the source of all Buddhas, my supremely kind root Lama, who is the essence of the three jewels, I take refuge from my heart. From this moment until attaining absolute enlightenment, I take refuge in the Lama, who is the three jewels. Thus one accumulates the practice of refuge. After the session from the heart of the object of refuge, Guru Rinpoche, inconceivable light rays radiate and illuminate oneself and all sentient beings. All obscurations are completely purified without a trace remaining. The bodies of all sentient beings, including oneself, become a sphere of light and dissolve into Guru Rinpoche. Then Guru Rinpoche dissolves into a sphere, and the sphere dissolves into stainless space like a rainbow. In the great exaltation of the indivisibility of empty light, self-awareness, abide in equanimity, free from grasping. This is the refuge of the result because it is the nature of one's own mind, the essence of Buddha, pure from the beginning. The blessings of the Lama cause these qualities to manifest, and the temporary stain of delusion is self-purified. All appearances become only the Lama and the manifestation of the Lama, which is male and female wisdom deities, whose nature is the stainless great exaltation of enlightened forms in pure lands. All of this does not manifest from root and contributing circumstances. As the great uncompounded nature, free from abandoning and obtaining, it is Buddha. As its natural qualities of unchangeable stainless phenomena, it is Dharma, always abiding indivisibly in all flawless virtue of unsurpassed qualities. It is Sangha, as it says in all accomplished wisdom. The mind free from an acquired self is Buddha. Abiding in that state unchangeably is stainless Dharma. The simultaneous perfect accomplishment of all virtues is Sangha. Since this is the nature of one's own mind, this speech is supreme. Thus it is said.
Okay. This
developing bodhicitta.
No, finish. This sutra, what?
The sutra?
What
the mind free from an acquired self is Buddha?
Yeah, this come from this Buddha, some tender in the teaching, then Buddha Dharma Sangha, this meaning like the Vanderka. You know.
It's from accomplished wisdom?
Yeah.
Yeshe.
Yeshe, Yeshe Trupa, accomplished wisdom. Taktop Trava, same Sankhya's. Then Takpa is pure, you know. Pure, what's in there?
Perfect accomplishment of all virtues is Sangha.
No, beginning.
The mind free.
Mind free. Mind free from.
Oh, the mind free from an acquired self is Buddha.
Is free from, is fully enlightened, mean, or Buddha nature. We have. Mind is Vajrayana, view is Buddha nature. Our mind is a Buddha nature. Mm-hmm. This Buddha nature is, if we as a negative karma like relative truth, is like temporary, no, the absolute truth, they don't exist. But if realization this, any our negative karma, or the purified there, when realization, then free from this mind is. Buddha, it's like completely free from Buddha. Then unchanging is meaning is Dharma. Dharma is always true, always this meaning that this meaning is unchanging. Always this called holy Dharma. Holy Dharma. Then you didn't control. Then all the virtue has there.
The next part, line: the simultaneous perfect accomplishment of all virtues.
Virtue is. Maintain that mean is Sangha, this Buddha teaching for thunder in the teaching, like Buddha Dharma Sangha, what meaning they are important, also Buddha quality immeasurable, Dharma quality immeasurable, Sangha quality immeasurable, mean that we think of that this transa. Then really this, we know Buddha Dharma Sangha. Then otherwise this, many people know the Buddha Dharma Sangha, but they don't know Buddha quality, Sangha quality, Dharma quality. They don't know. Then if this not knowing quality, then we missing for the, as a, receiving a blessing, or this we don't have immeasurable, believe you don't have immeasurable path, then we missing that.
Yeah.
We need to think for the Buddha Dharma Sangha quality. We taking refuge. Just not like Buddhism, like make a rule, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Rule, not like rule.
It's not a, yeah.
And the rule, this have very, very deep meaning, all that is. If this Buddha teaching saw bhajana, mahayana, so in measurable teaching, but includes that three insight. If you do practicing that Buddha Dharma Sangha, this remember you all the Dharma teaching practicing receiving that. And was saying that also the before this holy previous teacher, and do one deity practicing 100.
Yeah. By the practice of one deity with pure faith, 100 deities are naturally accomplished.
Then if you becoming this, how say, Gurumche Pekrim, Gurumche essence of the, all the Buddha, then we're meeting that kind, they're really, really grateful, really, really lucky, so that, then if you would do Gurumche Pekrim, then only one deity, then we becoming 100 deity accomplishment. Mm-hmm. Then no need to for other different deity or different sadhana. So but with this just conception, you know, we're making that. But if to practicing this come from this Phatthamba Sanje. Phatthamba Sanje, he say, and if this house Indian Pandita, Indian Dharma practice, only one deity practice, then seeing this 100 deity accomplishment, then he's saying, the Tibetan people, 100 deity practicing, anything see, mm-hmm. anything accomplishment. Phatthamba Sanje, that time he saying that Dharkan. Right now the Western people, you know, they have the 100 teachers, you know, but don't have devotion, you know? Mm-hmm. Just receiving here, we'll go, don't have devotion, then that, even with someone, has a home, they are, a temple there, one temple there, maybe five altar there, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see, everywhere altar, but this, there are things like this, or maybe this, here Pur Tara, here Gurumche, there Ima so many people, mm-hmm. then there are things like this. If only Gurumche offered, then maybe there other maybe upset or this like our own conception. If you offer Gurumche or Tara, then everybody offer, mm-hmm. you know. They not need to this different that this different altar, not need that the extra job, you know. Mm-hmm. But the one offer one the 100 deity offer then the thing. Okay, then we Buddha Dharma Sangha, then this part that you know the one you we recitation seven line pere or Bajaguru Mantra pere. Then even next time you are doing order practice, then visual like today here, explain what can visual like, what can think pure land, you know. Then right now we visual like that can pure land, because we putting our habit in the pure habit, pure perception, pure habit putting. Then one day we realization, then not different for that this all is like pure land, the realization. Because the method is like this kind of visualize that I know how say work and gurumchi visualize, work and gurumchi thing, you read again with visualize, then even when doing meditation or doing practicing recitation there, then think there can visualize pure, all the pure phenomena, pure say habit, then because this method we more realization, more pure this habit. We already have so many life. We have this negative as a habit. They need to this negative habit antidote. I know would be July groom say that this kind today teaching their habit for pure land. Then one day we becoming more negative karma purified. The more better and better pure and pure habit put. One day everything is perfect, so everything pure then, because on mind is we need to all practice like that kind. Okay, we did today here finish then.